Welcome back, guys, to the Raymond in Your Ear podcast. I'm Raymond, and I'm in your ear, man. Listen, don't be mad at me. Be mad at life. It has been way too long since I have spoken to you guys. Man, a lot has been going on. I really was under the impression, looking at my schedule, guys, that the summer would be it, that I would not have any more engagements, but that was not so. The management and the company, guys, and just the activity, man, since I've spoken to you last, guys, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Birmingham, oh my goodness, back to Atlanta. It's been busy. I am not complaining, guys. This is what I envisioned. Back in 2015, when we went after this Torrigano Education, then Torrigano Group, then now, this is what I envision. It's happening. And as far as I looked on my books, and there was some type of engagement or event every month this year. So, man, recovering from an amazing weekend in Atlanta at the Natural Hair Industry Convention. The entire team was on deck, man. Myself, my wife, who is really a partner inside of this beast, but separate from even being my wife, she is the most organized person that I know. And she does such a great job of just keeping things together as far as what will offer at events. In this particular event, we had a booth for vending for a full day. We had a main stage presentation, myself speaking on hair color for businesses in the beauty profession. And I had a class, man, that morning on Instagram strategy, or kind of mastering how to market and digital branding on Instagram or IG. So we had a full day this past Sunday. And I was super excited, man, to be able to have two of our tribe members from two parts of the country. We just decided as a company, myself and my crew here, to invite out folk that were raving fans. Chick-fil-A says that in order to be sure that the people that are working for Chick-fil-A give us that smile, guys, right? Give us that my pleasure. What they're hiring is truly not people that just want a job, but people that are raving fans of Chick-fil-A, raving fans of the brand. So when they come on board as employees for the company, they're just excited to be there. The pay or finances, I mean, that's just extra. If they're just happy to be there. And there are people, guys, that you can put on your business and mine that are just so excited about what we're doing. They know in and out of why our mission and where we're going, that to bring them in as employees or volunteers, it's just going to always be a wonderful experience. And we had two folks to come in. We actually flew them in. From Portland and from Raleigh, and it was just an amazing experience because we had never met them in person, but to actually have them to help us this past weekend, you would have thought they had been working with the company for years and years. They had been working with the brand and our mission for years and years. They just got right in line because they knew, they follow us so closely online, they knew what we were about and what we were doing. So it's just an awesome time. Even though we had met just that weekend, by the time the three days were done, it was like we were departing family. And that's just what you can have, guys, with the internet. That's just what's happening online. There's some poisonous stuff. There's some quote unquote negative stuff, but it was poison and negative people 50 years ago when there wasn't no internet, okay? So social media is not bringing out the negativity. It's overwhelmingly more positive than it could ever be negative, guys. So I encourage you to just reach out sometimes. I mean, you can use your friends and family for certain things, but sometimes if you can reach out to followers that are raving fans of you and your brand, man, you'll have some wonderful experiences for them and for yourself. Man, what is my topic today, guys? My topic today, and I don't know how I'll frame this, but this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of side hustling or front hustling. That's what I think I'm going to call this particular podcast episode, guys. Side hustling or front hustling. You know, in the world of entrepreneurship and people working for themselves and people going after, you know, small business, that we have this kind of term that is very popular now, side hustle. And nothing wrong with the term. I'm really speaking more to the frame of mind that comes along with the possible side hustle as an attempt or side hustle as a mentality. And I want to also bring in a word that you probably never heard. I just made it up. Front hustling. Because when you think of side hustle, you think of a business, an idea, some energy that you're pouring into something that you're doing on the side. Now, let me be clear. I've had side hustles. One could say some things that I'm doing now is a side hustle. So I'm not against layering another stream of income inside of your full-time or your general or primary source of income, what you're feeding your family off of in your life. Not against that. What I want to challenge possibly is the idea that as long as it's on the side with no mission or no attempt to ever bring it to the front, will we ever know the full potential of this side hustle? Let me say that again. As long as it's on the side, right? And we never believe or push for it to be in the forefront or front hustle, are we hindering, are we stunting the growth of something that could change our life if we put it in the front? And the reason why I say that is because some people have been side hustling, right, in things or in ideas or in things that are taking up energy that could easily be their number one thing. I'll take the beauty industry, for instance. It's what I've been connected to for quite some time. It's not the only industry that I understand and know, and quite not only the only one I've had experience in, but it's what I've been connected to where people see me in. I see many, 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 many people that beauty or styling hair or styling is their side hustle. It's not really their main thing. They may have a full-time job, you know, they may be in the military, they may have an entire other business, right? But hair is like their side hustle. And what's interesting is it's not really viewed like online like their side hustle. I know people that work in medicine, like they work in a hospital. Yet if you look at them online, you would never know that they work 40 to 50 hours in a hospital, because their online persona is one that looks like they're a hairstylist. And in that instance, somebody says something wrong with that. Well, there's nothing wrong with it, other than if you're spending all of your time in the world's eyes as a hairstylist, yet you never want to see what it could do if you put it in the forefront as your front hustle, then that's something I would question. Especially if that's the persona that you're giving the world. And then what's my question is, why not? Because we all know, guys, that you could sell, you know, popsicle sticks and sell enough of them and make $100,000, right? So my question is, what is preventing us from taking the side hustle as a mentality and going all in? And there's a separation, guys. I'll be honest. With entrepreneurs, that their entrepreneur venture, because a lot of times the side hustle is some small business entrepreneur venture, and that their main quote unquote hustle or their full time is something that is kind of protected. It may be corporate, it may be government state job, it may be military, it may be another person, right? Some of us, our main primary hustle is another person in our home that's taking care of us. It may be our parents that are funding our life for real. So we can kind of moonlight as this side hustle. And what made me think about this is what does kind of make me kind of do the scrunchy face is when I see people that compare themselves or have, you know, things to say to people that are doing the very same thing that they're looking as a side hustle. And then somebody is going after it as their front hustle, right? And there is a separation, guys. There is a separation between you that may be doing this as your primary source of income. That doesn't mean you're bad or good, but it does. It is a different mentality. Let's say if I were a hairstylist and you were a hairstylist and you were doing this as your main source of income and you were the breadwinner in your homes. Let me tell you something, guys. This is just a keep it real moment. Nothing against females out there that are married to male hairstylists. Nothing against males that are out there married to a female hairstylist. But in a lot of instances, if the person that is a hairstylist in particular or in a small business and their primary source is that small business, especially in the beauty industry, and they're going after this thing full-time, front hustle, not side, many, many times they're the breadwinner. many, many, many times they are the breadwinner, because when you put your whole heart into it, all of your energy into it, the amount of kind of revenue that you can generate in some of these art-driven based businesses in particular is just phenomenal. And it very much exceeds the average American income. If somebody want to look at $35,000 a year being the average American income, up to $50,000 to somebody that's going full time after this. I mean, full time, like this is it. I'm not playing with it at nighttime when I get off my full time job. No judging that. I'm not doing this just on the weekend. And again, I'm not saying there's something wrong with side hustle, but I do want you to know that when you run up on or sit next to somebody that they do this full time, I want you to identify that they think about it differently, that they invest in it differently, that they spend a lot more time oftentimes at it more. Somebody said, well, it's my side hustle, but I'm pushing for it to replace and to put it out in front. Now to that, that's almost like a separate category, because that person is working tirelessly hard. Many instances, they're working two full-time jobs. So they a different beast. When you see somebody like, yo, I'm working full-time at the post office, and when I get off at 6, I'm doing hair from 6 to midnight. I'm doing that schedule. I'm going to school at nighttime. And the minute I get this amount of money, which ain't $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in the bank, when I get a small amount of money that I can live off of for a 2 or 3 month span, I'm quitting the post office because I want to do that full-time. I'm not saying that's bad or good. I'm just telling you that they have a different mentality. But I do see quite a few people that are staring at stuff in a very side hustle, halfway in, never put. And what's deep is a lot of times that's who's coming to me for coaching. Ironically, it's the people that are doing this at half mast, as you were, like if a flag was raised. They're not really all in. They're not trying to work 5 days a week. They're not trying to be booked out in their businesses. They're not investing in the education. A lot of times what I'm finding out is people have a very negative or half-assed motivation when it comes to social media marketing or offline marketing. Yet what a lot of times what I'm finding out in my coaching calls is they're trying to figure out a way to get front hustle benefits, front hustle money, front hustle motivation and results with a side hustle effort. And to that I say, you're not going to get that. I would rather folk just be happy to get the side hustle results. But people are trying to figure out, well, how do I get a huge following online as my side hustle? I don't know. Well, how do I get this 6 figures a year, but I don't want to go all the way in and I don't want to quit the full job, other job that I know this side hustle can replace, but I don't want to struggle. I don't want to start over. How can I get 6 figures or above? I don't know about that. Well, how can I figure out a way to kind of work from behind the chair and not be in the chair so I can go work on my full-time job in real estate and flipping houses, but I want that to be able to render. Listen, I don't know. I don't have a formula for trying to run off on the plug. I don't have that. I do have a way for you to go after this thing and work hard. I know how to do that, and I know where effort is going to win every time. But again, nothing wrong with having a separate stream. I mean, in the world of brand ambassadorships, in the world of, things that you can sell online, on eBay, things that you could do for the weekend, tutoring a child, there's a lot of different ways to generate income. But it's just that mentality of folk that I see in their eyes and in their conversation that are wanting front hustle respect, front hustle results, money and income, yet never are even attempting to go all in. And if you're somebody out there that has fear and hesitation and doesn't want to struggle and doesn't want to take risk, I say again, and I've said this on previous podcasts, the word entrepreneurship, it comes from the word entreprende, which means risk. Now, neither am I telling you to just crash and burn, jump off of a cliff and don't land on your feet. But what I am telling you is some of us out there have a very halfway in, halfway out mentality that is different from just saying it's a side hustle. You're only putting half of the effort, a fourth of the effort And many of us are saying that we want to be alleviated from the job that's not fulfilling us, that's our full-time job. That we're saying that we want to be alleviated from having to be dependent on a husband or a wife or a mother or a father or a family member or older brother or a government or some type of assistance other than our own. We don't want to be dependent on somebody else. We're saying that. We're saying that the type of business that we have right now is not the one we want, and we want to start this other business, but we're looking at it as a side hustle. We say we want this freedom and this life. And I'm telling you, the cost for that freedom is to go all in. It's to really take it from the side hustle and get in front and say, you know what? I'm going after this in 2019. I'm going to go all the way in. You know what? I'm going to take a leave of absence. You know what? I'm going to quit the job. You know what? I'm going to leave this unhealthy relationship. I'm not going to wait for it to be perfect. I'm going to work and develop this side hustle and put it in the front. Because I know if it can pay me what it's paying me now, putting it in front might four times, it might 4X what I'm doing, which could revolutionize my money, my business, and my future. Now, is it going to be scary? Guys, I can't tell you it's not going to be scary. I can't tell you that so much of what I've done has had to be putting me all in front. This past weekend, guys, was the first time that we did a lot of first this past weekend with Torregano Group. We vended on a certain level for the first time. We brought out certain merchandise for the first time. We did three different levels at a convention, be it main stage vending and education in a classroom for the first time. We flew out people, paid their way, put them up in order to capture content, reward people for their, you know, dedication to us, and have people to assist us. We spent money in certain, you know, food restaurants and hotel stays, and we had a lot of things that we had to do. Banners, there was a lot of money that was put up. And I'll be honest with you, the money was not recouped necessarily at this event. It wasn't supposed to be. I wasn't looking to automatically make the thousands of dollars that it took to make this weekend happen. That's what it was for. It was to plant the seed for what we're going to be doing for the rest of the year. So we won. There was success, but if success was just about money and I didn't move on knowing what's going to happen in the future, this would have looked like, you know, bare minimum break even. But it was successful because it started a whole lot of other wheels turning, a whole lot of networking that we wouldn't have had. It changed people's visual perception of us because we were able to move forward in the culture of what we want to be as a company, focused on better brands, better business, and better lives. But listen, it's a risk. It's a risk that the merchandise that you have, that people will accept it. It's a risk that they'll embrace the content. It's a risk that anybody will come by your booth and vend in. It's a risk that anybody will pay for your classroom at a convention where they already have to pay to come in. It's all a risk. It's all up for grabs, but that's the part that's inside in the front. And many, 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 many folks, when we think about side hustle, it's because I just putting it out in front would be too much of a risk. I'm just going to keep at ready, set. I'm not going to click go. I'm just going to keep kind of, and social media does give us that feeling that we're in full swing, that we're in front, because you can create a page for free. You can create an online booking for free. You can create a Facebook page or Instagram page or a YouTube channel or get a logo done on an application. And it looks like you're in full swing, but there are some things offline and online, quite frankly, but certainly offline, like getting a building, right? Like hiring staff, right? Like investing in coaching and marketing and education, like hiring a PR agent or a publicist, like actually investing in tools and trips and travel that will increase the business, like actually spending money, right? Without an immediate, secure, right? Knowledge that it'll come back immediately in order for you to know what this side hustle could really do, we're going to have to get in front. So whatever you're doing out there, guys, whatever you're doing, I'm not telling you to switch up your game or drop everything or quit $1,000 a minute job you got out there or somebody would deem a good job in order to go after your dream. Everybody doesn't have to do that, but you'll find that in high percentages of folk that said, I believe in this thing. I could be doing it on the side, but I don't want my mind to have a side approach to it. You know what I mean? I don't want my mind to just think of this on the side. I want to believe that what I'm doing in my spare time can be my full-time reward of income. Because the thing about the side hustle, a lot of times, it's where your passion really lies. It's where you really love that idea. You really love the cupcake making. You really, really love the painting. You really love the hairstyling. You really, really love the refurbishing cars that you're doing on the side. You really, really, really love the interior design that you're doing on the side. It's just, I don't really believe that this thing will take care of me like the job at Aflac. I don't really believe that if I did that full time, I'll get the same reward that I got from working at the post office. And I'm telling you, the only thing that's stopping some of us from even knowing if it could do that is if we went all the way in. Is if we spent the same amount of time, effort, hours, investment in that. And I'm telling you guys, from experience, what I've found is not only can it replace your full time and now give you the same income, 10x on the reward and the satisfaction, right? But in many instances, it can exceed it. You can do things for yourself, freeing up time for your family, giving yourself the ability to have, travel, and help so many others, so many things. So I just encourage you guys, there's nothing wrong with a side hustle business, but I challenge the side hustle or the putting it to the side or back burner mentality. And just ask yourself, what will happen if I make this hustle my front hustle? Guys, I appreciate you for stopping by the Raymond in Your Ear podcast. I hope that helped you today. I promise you guys I won't stay away as long as I did this time. Now get out there and live.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.